Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 1382, Beginner Minimalist? This is a good place to start, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, mostly covering personal development and minimalism on this show. We cover a bunch of other topics in the Optimal Living Daily podcast network, which includes four other shows. Definitely subscribe to those if you like this one. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find them in your favorite podcast app. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Beginner Minimalist? This is a good place to start, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. If you are a beginner minimalist or curious about simplifying your life, this is a good place to start. I'm not a beginner minimalist, but I used to be. Over the last few years, I made some big changes with my family. We sold and donated close to 90% of our stuff, paid off all of our debt, and downsized from a big house to an apartment less than half the size. I made some changes personally too. I changed my diet and began to prioritize my health and my heart. That included creating a morning routine, moving more throughout the day, working less, and sleeping more. I also left a long career in sales and marketing and created my own business. I'm still learning, changing, and growing, but a few of the lessons I picked up as a beginner minimalist may help if you are just getting started. My goal wasn't to become a minimalist, but instead to eliminate as much stress as possible from my life after a scary diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. I didn't even know I was simplifying my life at first, but I began to notice that simplicity was at the heart of every change I made. Even though I didn't have a clear plan, many of the things I did are the first steps I now recommend to beginner minimalists or to anyone who wants to reduce stress and enjoy a happier, healthier life. Beginner Minimalist Roadmap. It's not the only way, but it's a good way. Number one, identify your why. Figure out why you want to simplify. My why was health. Yours may be different. Maybe you want to pursue your dream job, travel the world, or have a few minutes to yourself every day. Jot down a few of the things you want out of life and why you think minimalism will help you get there. Once you understand and connect with the whys, the hows, whats, and wheres will come much more easily. Number two, surround yourself with like-minded people. Not everyone in your family or social circles will support the changes you want to make. Create an environment that will by reading books and blogs and enjoying other resources that encourage minimalism. There are 10 options linked in this post. Number three, encourage others. You can't expect or force others to become minimalist with you, but you can encourage them. Start by focusing on your own stuff and demonstrating the benefits of living with less. If you want people to see the joy in less, live joyfully with less. If your friends or family are curious, invite them to participate in a minimalist scavenger hunt. Number four, start small. I mean really small, tiny even. If you want this to be a lifestyle change and not just another attempt at getting organized, consider a slow and steady approach. After all, if organizing worked, you'd be organized by now. Protect 10 tiny minutes every morning. Keep the TV out of your bedroom. Donate clothes that don't fit your body or your lifestyle. Keep a journal to document your progress. Give a handful of books to your local library. Keep a box by the door for odds and ends that don't matter to you. Conquer your junk drawer. Give up one thing you think you can't live without for 30 days. Number 5, plan to be uncomfortable. There may come a time when empty shelves and sparse calendars make you uncomfortable. To ease the pain, you might want to buy more and schedule more. Instead, think about how you really want to spend your time. Know what matters to you. Trade shopping for self-care and remind yourself that the discomfort will pass. Number 6, experiment. Be curious and have fun challenging yourself to live with less. Try the Minimalist Fashion Challenge Project 333. Dress with 33 items or less for 3 months. Or try the Men's Game. Give away one thing on day 1, 2 on day 2, 3 on day 3, and so on. Number 7, give it a rest. Before simplifying further, think about what you really want out of this life of yours. Is this a time to declutter more? Or is this the time to deepen a connection with someone you love? Is this the time to move on to your bookshelves? Or is this the time to create something new or serving your community? Perhaps it is simply time to rest. Number 8, watch the sun come up. There's a picture in this post showing what my mornings often look like. I don't remember what they used to look like before I simplified my life because they were a blur. One of the best things minimalism gave me is 15 minutes midweek to watch the sun rise over the mountains. If sunrises aren't your awe-inspiring thing, figure out what is and take the time to marvel at something. Number 9, have a life. We don't remove clutter, reduce stress, and reject busyness to have a simple life. We do it to have a life. Don't wait until your debt is paid off or every room in your home is decluttered to start living. Minimalism invites you to be intentional about how you invest your time and energy and how you want to fill your heart. Start now. And number 10, do what's best for you. Don't worry about following the advice of every popular minimalist or decluttering expert. You don't have to wear the same shirts Mark Zuckerberg wears or create the perfect capsule wardrobe collection. You don't have to live in a tiny house or carry all your belongings in a backpack. Don't worry about how many items you own or don't own. Don't compare your journey to another. You can watch your favorite movies and buy what you need and love. You can call yourself a minimalist or not. This is your journey, your minimalism, your life. These steps worked for me, but I don't know what's best for you. Only you know that. You just listened to the post titled, Beginner Minimalist? This is a good place to start, by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Courtney. With list type posts like these, what I like to do is usually take note of it, or often even better is to pick only the ones that stand out to me or resonated with me and write those down and practice that. Otherwise, it can feel overwhelming at times with these big lists. So if you're like me, maybe felt that way with this post, whatever stood out, write that down and you'll be on your way. And I'll be on my way now. I'll leave it at that. Hope your week is off to a great start. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.